You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip. This is 2-Minute Time Lord podcast number 308, but this will not be me. We've been invaded. It's a guest appearance by a member of the Oodcast, Andy Candish. Take it away, Andy.
It seems that the Moth is going to reveal the reason for the Who in Doctor Who. But for me, the Doctor is a man with a secret, and I like it that way. When I was a lad and TV screens were 4x3, the word Who in the Doctor Who logo was always much bigger than Doctor. This was particularly so in the glory days of the Diamond logo. Who? It was something so important to the concept of the series that it didn't have a question mark. It was like a statement. Who? Ooh, that's really evasive. The question just remains. It's rather deliciously intriguing, isn't it? It's become an embedded fact. It's the way things are. And I like it. I think it was Terence Dix who said the Doctor is a Lone Ranger character. He rides into town from nowhere, sorts out its problem, and rides out again. That's a really exciting character for starters. But couple it with him being benevolent, determinedly moral, daft, against violence, yet someone who you wouldn't want to get on the wrong side of, and so gloriously uncool he's cool, you have one of fiction's most wonderfully intriguing characters. The fact that he carries a secret around with him as well makes him even more so. Legend has it that the title Doctor Who resulted from the original production team, for some reason, not getting round to giving the Doctor a name. Someone wrote down Doctor? Who? And it stuck as a title. Sounds wonderfully serendipitous to me. Creating a mystery, creating a secret. But it's true the Doctor and Susan claim to be exiles. He says he can't go back to his own planet. He's obviously on the run with no way back. That is potentially a huge story. But it could be anything. He might just not want to go back because Gallifrey is a corrupt and incredibly dull society. Or he might have got exiled for stealing the TARDIS. Or he might have blown up the Time Lord Academy time experiment block and got kicked out. It is an inescapable fact that there is a secret, and it has placed the shroud of myth over the character. I think either there is an actual mythological aspect to the Doctor, for example, the suggestion that he was one of the founding Time Lords, or it's something he has deliberately created for himself to assist in his appearance as a Lone Ranger. Whatever it is, I don't want to know. Not knowing makes the character more interesting, and it just seems to suit him. I like moments that provide hints and glimpses of who this mysterious man really is, but hints and glimpses only. I like him as a sort of myth, and I want him always to be able to dematerialise off into the sunset with all that mystery intact. On the other hand, we are talking the Moth here, so, you know, bring it on.
Andy is one quarter of the delightful sketch comedy review adulation podcast, The Oodcast, at theoodcast.com. Find Andy on Twitter at oodandy. More episodes of 2-Minute Time Lord podcast are at twominutetimelord.com. See you soon.